So you know how all morning we've been talking about things you want to be buried with when you die?
Yes.
Well, this doesn't have to be about being buried, but it's about after someone passed. Clarence Purvis may not be well-known outside of the town of Glenville, Georgia, but in the small town, he's sort of a local celebrity because of his daily lunch date. Now, he's 93-year-old, and he's a widower, and he likes to eat at his favorite restaurant, Smith's Diner.
Okay.
All seems pretty normal, right? Well, where he actually sits at a table along with a framed photo of his late wife, Carolyn. Aww. Now, Clarence and Carolyn were together for 63 years before she passed away in 2013. But Clarence will tell you that they're still very much together every day. He says, she was always with me when we were living, and she's with me now.
That's a happy, sad headline.
It is.
Like a touching headline. Can we change the name sometimes where it's like the heartwarming headline?
The sappy headline?
The sappy, sentimental headline.
Well, or the mad line? I don't know.
Anyways. Yeah.
Anyways, but lunch at this diner isn't the only time he spends with Carolyn. He also visits her at the cemetery 4 times a day and has kept a light on in the house for 4 years to keep her memory alive.
Wow.
Now, Clarence insists, ain't nobody loved one another more than me and my wife loved one another, and I wanted what she wanted, and she wanted what I wanted.
Oh, well, that's really nice.
It's wonderful.
It is wonderful.
I wonder if they ordered the same thing at the diner.
Probably
he said
did.
What she wanted, what I wanted.
I'm sure that's what, I'm sure what that's what he meant.
So he would eat off her plate, she would eat off his.
They probably split a French fry.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.